This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, doing what they can to keep America rolling along, a big thank you, especially to our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers. Yep, that would be Felix and the gang and John the driver out there hauling the mail to wherever it needs to go. We appreciate them. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Not to forget about the fact that we've got our Amazon website worker, or website, Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers out there, too. We appreciate them listening to us. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. Joining us now from the western part of the United States out there in California, not quite to where it's snowing yet, but it will be up there in the mountains, not very far away. Within the next 24 hours, it looks like, we got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Yippee-yi-yo, pal Patty.
Thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yes, indeed, and they like you. They're out there because it's still a nice, comfortable 66 degrees. Clear skies out here. No wind, by the way. No wind right now, so it's very nice in Tampa. Come on down. Come on down.
That's right.
When are you moving?
Well, maybe sooner than later. You
everybody,
never know.
Everybody wants to know when you're going to get out of the hellhole out there. It's not going to get any That's better funny. Because he's raising the stupid gasoline and doing some crazy stuff. But anyway, let's do the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we always mention those two words and emphasize them under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the Supreme Court yesterday seemed a little bit skeptical of making a broad ruling that would leave state legislators mostly in the driver's seat on making rules for congressional and presidential elections. What do you think?
Yeah, it is very interesting. They evidently heard some 3 hours of arguments on this. And they did seem to look at, of course, this idea of taking the power away from state courts to strike down things that happen when they redraw these legislative districts, or gerrymander them, as they call it, basically. So it's going to be interesting to see where the court actually comes down on this, but there's no decision as yet.
Right. And what do you think is going to happen?
Well, the idea is that the states' rights, I think, is really kicks in here, because typically you don't simply want the federal government to tell everybody that one size fits all, and taking away the power of the states to decide how elections are done and so forth may not sit well, shall we say, with most of the states in the union.
Okay, I'll go with that. Let me see here. We may have let me see if I can get to this message. All right. This is from Joe. I don't know where Joe's from, but he says the Republican Party lays an egg. Once again, they missed an opportunity to miss an opportunity. The expected Republican raging and foment was sitting more like a timetable. Okay, this is like a well-known letter written here. But, Joe, you got some really good points there, and I'll have to take a look at this during the break because it's too long to sit here and read it, and then we'll get back and we'll give you an answer. But he made a very solid point here, and I want to make sure I get that out there. We'll do that after the break because it is, he took the time to do something that if I could read it all, I would do it, but I can't do it just yet. So let's go back over to what we were talking about. Now, what do you think the Supreme Court is going to do here? Because by rule of the Constitution, I thought that it was up to, except for federal elections, I thought the states had pretty much control of it. Is that right?
Well, exactly right. That's why, if you go from state to state, you're going to find some slight differences, or how those districts, I believe, are drawn, or how they, what happens when it all goes to court. But certainly, you would think that states' rights trump, no pun intended here, what happens with the federal government. The federal government is there for a specific purpose, but not necessarily to create, as I said, a one-size-fits-all election system.
All right, well, let's go to break, and I'm going to take a look at this message we got from Joe, then we'll try to respond to it. But don't go anywhere. This is Captain America Third Watch.
You're hearing the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is, of course, a product that I've been taking for about 8 years, a little bit more. Well, almost 9. Okay, come January 1, it'll be 9 years because I ordered it on New Year's Day 9 years ago, January 1st. And I never looked back. And I've been taking it ever since. And the reason I take it is simple. It works. It works for me, it'll work for you. I had a problem, and I wanted to get away from the drugs that I was taking, which I didn't feel good about, and that didn't make me feel all that great sometimes. And then I started to take a handful of Aleve at a time, literally, because whatever it said you were supposed to take for Aleve, well, double that, and that's what I was taking. And then that got me to where I would wind up bleeding every now and then. It would be, uh-oh, this isn't good. And, of course, that's what happens. And then I found out about Relief Factor, and the rest is history. Now, Relief Factor is all natural, 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it that helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation and swelling. It will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source. Now, I had somebody yesterday, and I'm not a dentist, so I don't know how this works. I had somebody yesterday that said they had a toothache. So they decided to take some Relief Factor. They were taken for another reason. And they said that they took a double dose, which you can do, but I don't recommend it. They took a double dose, end result, 30 minutes later, pain gone, no more toothache. I said, well, I hope you went to the dentist. He said, yeah, we went to the dentist, and I had a cavity, and they had to do what they had to do and then put the filling in. I said, you feeling better now? He says, yep. He said, but the Relief Factor helped me. Well, I did not know it worked like that, but I guess the pain is a pain, right? So check them out online, ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Give it a shot. You'll see what happens. It'll work for you. You go on automatic delivery. And as they say in business, and as Jackie used to say, and away we go. And Kyle Warren says,
all you have to lose is pain.
I've heard that song.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
And it works. Yeah.
It does. That's the amazing thing. Well, you know, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who I believe is going to wind up being the next Speaker of the House, I hear that, yeah, he's got a challenger, Andy Biggs, but I don't think Biggs is going to get enough votes to keep Kevin McCarthy from being the Speaker. I think he's just doing that because he can, you know, so there's competition there. That's what I think anyway. But we know that McCarthy was on TV a lot lately. He's been talking about stuff. And here's what he said that kind of got my attention. We're going to call on the Oversight and Accountability Committee because that's exactly the responsibility it's supposed to have. And by the way, that the chairman of that committee will be a Representative James Comer, Republican of Kentucky. We're going to ask them to call in members of President Joe Biden's cabinet and answer for their actions. Now, the Biden people, the Democratic-controlled Congress, never brought any cabinet members in. They never had a discussion about the money that was being spent and wasted by during COVID and others. They've held no one in the government, none of the agencies accountable. So this is going to be a very new experience for the Democrats. It's not payback. It's not payback. It's they want to know where the money went because they can't even account for the money in the Ukraine. There's millions of dollars that they can't account for in the Ukraine.
And this is a very serious thing. And certainly, Captain, the Democrats, generally speaking, the Democrats in power, they seem to get a pass on so many of these things, or they seem to be able to operate without any real kind of accountability or oversight. Can you imagine if you just make the situation and say it's a Republican administration or Republican party and the money and do exactly the same things with the money, wherever that went, they would be clamoring for it, for some kind of accountability or at least at the very least interviews and questions and trying to figure the whole thing out. But because it's the Democrats, it's a whole different story.
And we know that in one particular case, there was money that was given to the Ukraine, I believe it was some $40 million, and it wound up coming back to the Democrats somehow from the Ukraine for buying something from the United States for that same amount of money, I might add. And then the money wound up going to the presidential campaign and some congressional races to be used that way, right?
Well, sure. You know, they'd be yelling about impeachment, Captain, if that was a Republican president. Nevertheless, Donald Trump or something, if the money did exactly the same thing, and they would be calling for stuff like that. But of course, you know, as we talked about a little bit earlier in the program, the legacy media is just, you know, they're on the same page as the Democrat Party elite.
Now, you got an email there from Joe. I sent it to you because I couldn't read it, and I was had to do something different during the break. But you took a look at that, and come to find out, we addressed some of what Joe was talking about in hour number one.
We sure did, Captain. And, Joe, thank you so much for the email. And he's talking about the Republican Party lays an egg. Once again, they missed an opportunity. They missed an opportunity. And this is some pretty interesting stuff, Captain. The expected Republican raging torrent was nothing more than a timid tinkle in ranks. The Republican Party isn't a party with one vision and one voice. It's an association of independent owner-operators loyal only to themselves. Well, yeah, Joe, we were talking about this in hour one because the messaging is not there, the unification is not there, and if the Republican Party wants the idea that there would be a red wave, and not just a red trickle, basically, they do have to come together and say, we have to have an overarching theme, and we have to act with a singular purpose. So we really appreciate Joe's email, don't we, Captain?
Yeah, we do, and that was exactly what we talked about in hour number one. So if you have an ability to be able to go back and get the podcast, very simple. The show plays on a loop right after this program is over on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. It'll start out with hour number one. You'll be able to hear it. And if you're able to do that, then I'd say go listen to it, and you'll find out what we talked about, because I think we hit the nail right on the head with that one.
Well, absolutely. And he goes on to talk about that the new leadership is needed. Well, of course. And I think, Captain, that new leadership would start, for example, at the RNC, although I don't know that we'll see a real change in leadership at this point.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure who this is. I think I do, but I'm going to ask anyway. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
David from Sandusky.
Okay. I thought that was you. What's up there, David?
Yeah. I just wanted to mention that Biden is nuts if he thinks he's gonna legalize homosexuality. That's all he's doing in that same-sex marrying.
Well, that's a right afforded to the states to do. It should be the state, not the federal government.
Well, then what's he doing it for?
Because he can. Nobody's challenging him, are they?
Maybe I should challenge him.
Well, write him a letter. It wouldn't hurt.
I will.
Yeah, we need to be contacting our representatives as much as we can by whatever means we have to contact them and say, hey, boys and girls, knock this crap off. We got another election coming in 2 years. We'll be right there trying to vote you out again.
All right, have a good night, Matt.
Thanks a lot there, sir. Okay, what do you think there, Kyle?
Well, I think that in so many ways, you know, I know he's talking about the, I think what was called the Respect for Marriage Act.
Correct.
Right. And what it did is it began to codify same-sex unions, but specifically, I think, prohibited more than two members in a marriage, basically. But generally speaking, I think that this is something that we're going to continue to see more of, whether or not it's the hill to die on in terms of trying to get Republicans elected. That might be a different story, because again, the Democrats were able to take the issue of the Supreme Court decision and parlay it into a central message. And I mean, even here in California, Captain, Governor Gavin Newsom was making special commercials about it. Even Rick Caruso, who was running against Karen Bass for the mayor of Los Angeles, he made a special commercial about enshrining the right to abortion in the California Constitution.
All right, hold that.
Other things.
Hold that thought, my friend. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back with more right after the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Two senior Republican lawmakers on Wednesday were highly critical of the decision by the U.S. Energy Department to award $200 million to Microvast Holdings over the lithium battery company's ties to the Chinese government. In October, Texas-based Microvast won a $20 million U.S. grant from the department to help build a new EV battery components plant in Tennessee. The Biden administration has launched a federal investigation into one of Elon Musk's companies over allegations that the organization violated animal welfare laws. The investigation into Neuralink, where Musk serves as CEO, was launched by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Inspector General at the request of a federal prosecutor. A newly announced energy partnership between the U.S. and U.K. will aim to reduce global dependence on Russian energy. This partnership will ensure the global price of energy and the security of our national supply. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
For this. Smile was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroSmile.com and tell them the captain said.
You bet. Tell me, Captain sent you. Let me tell you, HeroesMile.com, the website. Heroes is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S. HeroesMile.com is all about veterans helping veterans. Now, some of those veterans happen to be first responders. So there could be a veteran first responder helping a fellow first responder or a veteran first responder. They've been a mile. They've walked a mile in your shoes. They've been in your position. They know what you're going through. They know how to help you. And they can help you with all sorts of things. It's not just about whether or not you've got PTSD or alcohol problems or whatever. Maybe you've got some financial problems and you need some advice. They'll help you with that. They got people that can work with you. Maybe you want to start a business and you don't quite understand the way the rules work when you want to borrow money as a veteran to start a business. They can help you with that. There's all sorts of things they can do, but you won't know until you go to the website or give them a call. I'll give you that number in a minute to find out more. HeroesMile.com is a website. HeroesMile. Go over there, check them out. And if you want to call them, it's 888-VET-NOW-2. That's VET Now 2. 888-VET-NOW-2. Give them a shot. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to the telephone lines. And first, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line who I'm going to take right now, so let me get over here. And good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Elliot from Wesley Chapel and in the West Coast.
On a top secret line. Go ahead.
Top secret. Yes, right. America, Democrats have always encouraged early voting long time ago. Now, today, it has magnified 50 times over and has become their strategy footprint. I know because long time ago, I used to be a Democrat. Once the Democrats have voted early, the far left began their cheating to disenfranchise Republican voters. The shift of the paradigm. I do not need to be reminded by Republicans to vote early. I have always voted early. Study the issues, local, state, and federal, and vote early. Once my ballot is complete, I drive it personally to the supervisors of elections office.
Must have been listening to me. You must have been listening to me, because that's what I do.
Sir, I've been doing this for a long time, just like you, Captain.
All right, go ahead.
You know, okay, now Republicans must reverse elections, election day voting, you know, no more of that, to a mass effort to getting out the masses to vote early. Now, the Democrats are cheating and targeting Republicans and independents who vote conservative. To offset that, in a massive scale, we vote early, matching up to their strategy. Now, instance, you have woke leftist election debauchery on a massive scale must be defeated by Republicans. Now, or we simply are doomed. The new order in the Republican Party starting right now is to vote early. Study the issues and run your ballot down yourself to the supervisor of elections, period. Thanks, Captain.
Wait a minute, Ellie, don't go anywhere. I want to ask you a question. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Do they need new leadership and just clean house and start over?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. That's what I wanted to know. I agree 100%. Okay, thanks, Elliot.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Okay, Kyle, you heard it again.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. And here we go again with the idea that you got to change your tactics.
Yep.
And the Democrats, it's like, you know, they do this so much and it's been effective for them. So Republicans do have to get parity with that. And that's not to talk about due to fraud that we know that's happening, but that is to vote early and that means to make sure that your vote gets counted. Don't just send it off into the ether or drop it in some unattended Dropbox somewhere.
Okay.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah.
I'm gonna say this again because I said it in hour number one when we brought it up to begin with. It's time for the GOP to wake up and dive headfirst into the swamp and take on these creeps, these crescents, these depravants that are in there and fight fire with fire. And I mean get at it. The Democrats are light years ahead of the GOP when it comes to this sort of thing with the early voting, like Elliot just said. They've got it down. And it's time for us to get down and dirty and play the game the way they do and play it to win. Whatever it takes, period. Whatever it takes.
Well, sure. And at the same time, and we can't overemphasize the idea that the GOP has to have some kind of singular purpose. You know, as we've been talking about, the Democrats were able to capitalize on a pretty much a single issue, and that issue was abortion. And it drowned out everything about inflation, the border, national security, the war in Ukraine, the Middle East, you name it. And they were absolutely 100% focused, it would seem, on abortion. And at the time, it seemed to be a little strange, but it was absolutely effective in so many ways.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of the same old in the Senate when it comes to Mitch McConnell. I've had it with him. I don't care how many judges he can get appointed and who he knows and whose back he's going to scratch and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. But I think the time has come for him to step down and give that to someone that's got a lot more drive and a lot more intestinal fortitude than he does, whether or not it's Rand Paul, whether or not it's Ted Cruz. whether or not it's Marco Rubio, whoever it is, it's got to be somebody with some younger blood that'll get in there and just fight and fight and fight and fight and fight, because McConnell doesn't have it.
Well, it's clear, Captain, that there has to be a passing of the baton somewhere. The GOP can't keep doing the same thing over and over and expect a different result. And I think that does go for the likes of Mitch McConnell, who's
yep.
accomplished a lot, and as you said, it can be effective
yep.
Doing what he does, but it's time for new blood.
And I'm going to put this out there to the McCarthy haters, okay? If he gets elected to be Speaker of the House, and I think he will, regardless of who's running against him, I do believe he will. It might take more than one ballot to get there. But if he gets elected Speaker of the House, I believe he's got 2 years to prove himself, right?
Of course, yes.
He's got 2 years to prove himself. I think he's going to shock all of us with what he's going to do. Why? Because he's got a plan. He's laid it out. We've all seen it, the commitment to America. It's all been done along with the help of Newt Gingrich, who had the contract with America. And I believe Gingrich is going to work with him. I believe he's going to have some other people that have been very successful in what they've done, and I think he's going to do a fine job. That's just my opinion. I got 2 years to have him prove me wrong, but I'm willing to give him those 2 years to do the job that I believe he can do that McConnell can't.
Well, right. See, because I think the key here, Captain, is that you want somebody who's got the fire in the belly.
Yep.
There's absolutely no substitute for that. And if you are ready to get something done, you're ready to do whatever it takes,
yep.
be a dog on a bone, that's what you need.
Yeah, and somebody said to me, they said, well, how come you didn't run for office? We would have voted for you, this, that, and the other. Because I would have made a damn fool out of myself. I couldn't stand the crap that they play, the games that they play in Washington, D.C. I would have gotten in trouble somewhere. Want to bet?
Yeah,
I like to tell people exactly what I think of them face-to-face, and they don't like that.
Well, yeah, well, of course, but this is your voice. And this is this is a great place to be, because obviously, yeah, I think you're right. It takes a particular person to be a politician, and but being in your position, I think, is also incredibly effective, as we know.
Yeah, and I'll take the position that God has handed me here right now to sit here behind this microphone and talk and try to bring some common sense into the picture and listen to the people and give them a chance to talk. That's a great thing to be able to do. And somebody called me something once when I was in the fire service and we were having a conversation. The great convincer, and what it was about was, you got a hold of that hose, don't let go of it. That's your lifeline. Do not let go of that fire hose.
Right.
The great convincer. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. More of the Captain's America Third Watch. This guy here is going to take a break.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as we keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Kyle, I was grooving along with that one.
Yeah, that's a great one. And, you know, it, especially these classic songs, they just never get old. They just still sound good.
No, and that was from my friend Wade Whiskey, who was in studio yesterday. He stopped by to bring me the guitar case I never got for that guitar they gave me at the Heartstrings for Heroes Awards Banquet, the Heroes Meal or whatever they call it, where they gave me the...
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got the case now for the guitar, and I really feel good about that. Now I can have guitar, we'll travel.
Right.
All right, tell us about the weather out yonder.
All right, Captain. Well, as we talked about in the first hour, we're running a special on fog tonight. I know you got fog in your area
as well.
Over in the eastern Midwest and eastern United States. But we got the dense fog advisory in California. If you're coming up Highway 99, a little south of Bakersfield, all the way up to a little bit north of Merced, you've got fog on the coming across the highway. Same story for Interstate 5 along that same basic stretch in the California Central Valley. So do be aware of that. We've also got fog coming across Donner Pass if you're coming out I-80, and it's also very cold. It's about 12 degrees right now, so that fog means it's freezing fog. So
you're
picking this up now on our new affiliate AM 1060 or FM 93.7 there in Reno. You definitely want to be careful if you're going to be going through there. And by the way, in that area along I-80, Captain, we've got a weaker winter storm that's coming through Thursday into Friday, but a real major, potentially major Sierra winter storm coming in this weekend, so you want to be careful there. We've also got more freezing fog up around Elko along I-80 there in northern Nevada. We've got various winter weather warnings in northern California. Also, we've got fog, I think, around Idaho Falls, I believe, right now. It's very cold there as well. You've got also some ground fog up on Cabbage tonight. So whatever you're doing, be careful out there.
All right, we're going to start in South Dakota, southwest corner of South Dakota, Sioux Falls, certainly I-90 eastbound all the way across the bottom part of Minnesota tonight into Wisconsin. That is a winter storm watch, and there will be some winter weather, but it depends on how much and what kind. And then down in the northern part of Iowa, once again, this will be I-80 coming out of Des Moines going east. North of I-80 up to the Minnesota line, you're going to have bad weather all the way across to Illinois. Going on down Iowa, southwestern corner goes down towards, Nebraska. And on Nebraska, I-80 now, almost all the way across Nebraska, you've got a winter storm watch. You're going to have some weather. You're going to be in there, so be careful. Then up and down I-29, certainly be a problem that way. Going up into South Dakota and down towards Kansas and down towards Kansas City. Coming across I-70 through most of Kansas, you're going to be in a winter storm watch, and that'll be down about halfway down through Kansas. And then you've got some fog down towards the bottom of Kansas into Oklahoma, which is going to encompass parts of I-40 to around the El Reno area. Now, fog, lots of it, dense fog, starting on I-30, Dallas metropolitan area, coming across through just north of Tulsa, and then it's going to come back down again to I-44 and take it all the way to St. Louis to Missouri. You've also got fog that's going to be up into the southeastern corner of Oklahoma. North of I-44, that fog will bring you all the way straight across to Atlanta, and now all the way Atlanta across to I-85, and it's going to run you up I-85, the mountains up into North Carolina. You're also going to have fog up on I-75, all the way from just about Wildwood, a little bit north of Wildwood, almost to Lake City, right in there. You're going to pick it up, and you're going to run it north. All the way up through Atlanta, all the way up to Nashville, all the way up into the western part of Kentucky. And then that fog on I-10, really, really dense, and they've got some real serious warnings up right now along the closer you are to the water, okay, on I-10, the worse it's going to be. It's that simple. So all the way across to eastern Texas to right around Beaumont, you'll be riding in fog, pea soup fog, and that fog comes up off the Gulf about 50 miles north. So that means you're going to have 55, you're going to have 65. As I said, I-75 will have fog on it north of Valdosta all the way up, and it's going to be patchy on down towards Wildwood and Gainesville. And then we've got a gale warning from Nova Scotia down to Cape Cod. So that's what we got tonight, Kyle. And a little more. Here it goes. It changed again. A little bit more fog up there of all places, Virginia in the mountains on I-81. Okay, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
Thank you very much. Okay, and folks, don't forget the pilot and the Flying J truck stops bring you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. I wish I had some better news for you, but boy, oh boy, it is socked in some places with this pea soup fog, and where it's not, it's snow. Wow, that's the choice you got tonight. All right, let's go back over here to the telephone line. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And very briefly, because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about after the top of the hour, very briefly, do you think there could be a Ukraine-Russian peace deal like we're starting to hear right now?
Well, I've been talking about it for quite some time, but I would say no.
Okay, and give us a little short thing on why you believe that.
Well, I mean, this war really started in 2014.
Yep.
And, you know, then there was a crisis with taking over Crimea.
Yep.
So the big question becomes, why does Russia get to take over another country?
Correct.
Period. I mean, we've gone to war defending other countries' borders many times.
Yep.
What's the peace deal? I mean, what is it that Putin really wants? I mean, what's really left of Ukraine with what he's done to Ukraine? So, no.
Well, he wants eastern Ukraine. That's pretty obvious. That's what he wants.
For what? For what?
For the minerals over there, I guess.
I don't think so. Ukraine's about pipelines.
Okay.
But, you know, that's all necessarily been bypassed now. You have the Nord Stream 1 and 2.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see where this goes, because there are people that are saying, and I heard a lot of conversations about, Russia will talk peace because they're getting down to the nitty gritty right now. Where, and by the way, we'll also get into where he's going to be going if he loses this. And there's a report on where he's going to be headed next. Oh boy!
No.
All right. No. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on Captain's America Third Watch, coming right up, right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon and I will be right back after the top of the hour news. Don't go nowhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-96.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.